Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们一起看两处圣经.
Let us read two passages of scripture.
头一处是罗马书第五章.
The first comes from Romans chapter 5,
19节.
Verse 19.
罗马书第五章19节，我读给弟兄姐妹，给大家听。
Romans 5:19.
因一人的不义，众人成为罪人；照样因一人的顺从。
For as through the one man sin's obedience, man's disobedience, the many were made sinners. Even so, through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous.
我们再看腓立比书第二章.
Let us also read Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章，我们从第五节看到第十一节.
Starting in verse 5 until verse 11.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒屈己，除了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式；既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。 叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口降耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Have this attitude in yourselves, which is also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let us have another word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们实在感谢你，借着你的话，你告诉我们你是万民之上的名。We
want to thank you that through your word you have told us that you are that name which is above every other name.
因为你的顺服，你的谦卑，你为我们死在十字架上。Because
of your obedience and humility, you died on the cross for us.
所以你的名升为至高，耶稣的名是万民之上的名，无不屈膝，无不敬拜。And
then you were exalted on high. You were given that name which is above every name.
因为我们因着你的名，我们被拯救，这是何等的恩典！我们赞美你。It
is such grace that we have been saved by your name and we worship you.
但主啊，借着你自己的话，你再次说在我们里面，叫我们看见你的谦卑和顺服，也看见你的名是万民之上的名。May
you again speak your word to us that we see how your name is that of humility and obedience, and how you are the name above all other names.
我们将听的、翻译的、讲的，都交在你的手中，你对我们说话。We
commit the one who speaks and translates and those who hear into your hands.
祷告奉主耶稣的名求。In
Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们知道这一次信息的题目是马太福音十六章.
We know that the theme of our messages has come from Matthew 16.
因为他讲了神要建造他的教会.
It mentions that God will build his church.
因为他教会的根基是我们的主自己.
And the foundation of the church is our Lord Jesus himself.
我们知道在教会里面每一个人都有一个共同的
And we know that everyone in the church has something unique in common, which is that we all have the life of our Lord.
因为当我们得救，我们悔改在主的面前，我们得救，神赦免我们罪了以后，圣灵就重生了我们。
Because once we are saved, once we are born again, we know that we have received the life of Christ.
所以说我们每一个人都有主的生命。
And so we all have this life of our Lord.
没有主的生命就不能
And without the life of the Lord, you cannot enter into being part of the church. We know that God has also entrusted his testimonies to the church. And it is also by this life that we are able to testify for Christ. When we try to testify for the Lord, it's not that we do some good things. But by being a testimony of the Lord is to live out his life.
我们要在生命里面叫世人看见我们的主是怎么样的主。
And by our lives, people can see what kind of Lord our Lord is.
我们知道我们人也会做好人，也会做好事。
We know that as humans, people know how to do good things.
我们人也有爱。
People have human love.
但这一切跟神是不一样的。
But all these things are different from our Lord.
所以神跟我们命令你们要彼此相爱的时候，
So when God commanded us that we must love one another,
他说我怎样爱你们，你们也照样彼此相爱。
He said, just as I have loved you, so you should love one another.
我们的相爱不是凭着我们亚当的旧生命，我们你好我好。
And we know that this love is not because of the old life of Adam that we had.
那是因为神怎样爱我们，我们要彼此相爱。
But in the same way that God has loved us, so we love one another.
Okay, 我们知道在 主给我们的，神已经现在把见证托给我们。
We know that God has already given us His testimony.
所以在我们能够看见，我们要为神做见证。
And so we know that we must testify for our Lord God.
神今天还在建造他的教会。
And we know that God is still building up His testimony.
我们想教会的根基就是主的生命。
And we know that this is testimony, this foundation is the life of our Lord.
所以我这次要讲主的顺服。
And so we must talk about obedience to our Lord.
因为是他的顺服摸着我。
Because we know that His obedience has touched us.
我们刚才我们所读的腓立比书第五章里面。
And we know that in Philippians chapter 5.
因为他第八节里面。
And in verse 8.
第五节说我们要以基督的心为心。
Over in chapter 2 verse 5 it says, Have this attitude in yourselves which is also Christ Jesus.
第八节他说既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服。
And then being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death.
因为神说神的顺服，他是出于他自己的。
And we know that God's obedience is from God.
他存心的。
We know that it was fully obedient.
他没有外边的任何的压力。
That there was no pressure from outside.
他出于自己本能的，他是存心的顺服。
And we know that by himself, he was fully obedient.
因为他的死，神要他死。
That by his death, that God wanted him to die.
因为神的旨意要赦免人的罪。
And we know that by God's will, he was to forgive all the sins of the world.
要赦免人的罪，只有他独生的儿子就为我们死。
And so because of that, we know that he sent his only beloved son in order to die.
这是神的旨意。
And that is the will of God.
但是他又顺服神的旨意，他愿意死。
And because he wanted to obey the will of God, he was willing to die.
我们知道面对死亡是很痛苦的。
And we know that it is painful to face death.
在克西马利园里面祷告，马太福音26章里面，我们看见主耶稣在克西马利园的祷告。
And we see that the prayer of our Lord Jesus when he was in Gethsemane in Matthew 26.
他说：“父啊，这苦杯若可以离去。”
And he said that, Father, if it is possible to remove this bitter cup,
他求神离去。
And he asked God to remove this cup.
但是他说如果不能，他说我父啊，这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝。
But he said that, Lord, if it is necessary, then I will drink it.
我就愿你的旨意成全。
And he said, not my will, but your will be done.
这里看见他是顺服。
We see his obedience.
因为他要面对十字架。
We know that he has to face
the cross, 那是死的苦难。
Which is the pain of death.
因为神的旨意是要他死。
Because this is the will of God.
如果有人叫我们死，我们愿意吗？我们不愿意的。
If someone told us to die, are we willing?
但是这是神的旨意。
But this is the will of God.
但是来到地上，他就是为着神的旨意。
But we know that when Jesus came to earth, this was the will of
God. 他道成肉身来做人，就是神的旨意。
And we know that when he came to earth as a man, it was to obey the will of God.
他说他本有神的形象。
And he said that he was made in the form of man.
但不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
He is the image of God, but he did not regard equality of God a thing to be grasped.
因为这是神叫他要道成肉身来做人。
Because we know that he took upon flesh, this was according to God's will.
他听见了，他明白了。
And he heard, and he understood the will of God.
他就顺服神的旨意。
And then he was obedient to the will of God.
他来到地上。
He came to earth.
他来做人。
And he was a man.
他的丈夫他一直死在十字架上。
And he was obedient even until death.
这是我们的主耶稣。
So this is our Lord.
所以我看见这里的时候我心里被感动了。
And so as I read this portion, I was truly touched by the Lord.
是我们知道我们人是没有顺服的。
We know that as humans that we don't have obedience.
我们许多的时候都是被屈服的，都是被征服的。
That there are many times where we are, where we try to, conquer others.
Yeah.像现在我开车也蛮小心的。
So for example, right now when I drive, I'm very careful.
我一看见那个大路，我就看它这个有没有速度，要限速速度。
So when I'm on a larger street, I always look carefully to see if there are any speed cameras.
所以我看见这个我就不敢脱手，我很规矩的守着它去走。
And so when I see the speed cameras, I'm very careful to follow the speed limit.
但是这个不是我的本意啊。
Of course, that is not my own will.
有的时候我有一次我从 Northern 开下来 ，Northern 那么大的路，我开下来超速了，打了一个 ticket.
So once I was driving on Northern Boulevard, you know, it's a very wide street and it's easy to go fast, and I got a ticket.
有一次连着几个月都有 ticket.
And once I got tickets several months in a row.
但是看你服不服。
So the question is, are you going to finally obey or not?
所以说，因为我写支票的时候
，So as I write those checks.
我还不是模糊的。
I still don't feel submissive.
我说这个是打劫啊。
I feel like this is unnecessary.
这个跟打劫一样，这么大的路只有25迈，哪里不会超速啊？
I think it's unreasonable that such a wide road, why is it only 25 miles per hour? Of course you will.
根本是陷阱啊。
So of course, they're just trying to catch people.
但是你要服。
But you still have to submit.
所以每次写的时候我都在发牢骚。
So every time I write the check, I'm always angry.
但是我也服了。
But I still obey.
所以我现在的服不是存心的。
So right now when I obey, it's not because I'm willing.
我是被征服的。
It's because I'm being forced.
我是被折服的。
I was compelled to obey.
所以说我们看见，所以我们人就很多外面看起来很顺。其实都是假的。
So you know that when it comes to humans, there are many things that we obey on the outside, but actually it's not very real.
许多的人外面好像很老实，很顺服，好像他也没有脾气。
And though there are many people who look very upright, they look like they have a good temper and a very good person.
但是他里面感觉会很多委屈感，会很多幽默啊。
But many times within, there's actually a lot of feeling misunderstood or feeling that mistreated.
你跟他聊天的时候，他有一大堆的苦水在跟你倒。
And when you actually talk to the person, it's as if the person is pouring a whole cup of bitterness.
你看见外面好像有很多信任，他们是外面很顺服，都是假。
And so all the outward obedience is not real.
但是他不是全心顺服。
Because it isn't fully obedient from the heart.
但是我们的主为了神的心，他是全心顺服，他真的顺服。
But we see how our Lord, when he obeyed, he was fully obedient.
但是你告诉我们
，And so here it also tells us，
我们要以基督的心为心
，That we must have the mind of Christ.
因为基督是有一个顺服神的旨意的心。
Because Christ had a heart of obeying the Lord.
我们要学习基督，我们以全心顺服。
In the same way, we must have this heart of being fully obedient.
因为我们的主顺服了。
And because our Lord was obedient.
在人来说好像顺服是一个软弱。
We know that from a human perspective, obedience seems to be weakness.
但是顺服在神来说是一个得胜，是一个能力。
But in God's eyes, obedience is victory, it is strength.
刚才我们读所读的罗马书第五章里面。
So when we go back to Romans chapter 5.
十九节说因一人的不义众人成为罪人。
And so it says,in 5:19, for as through the one man's disobedience, the many were made sin.
这里讲到亚当他不顺服。
We know that Adam was disobedient.
但我们接下来照样一人的顺从，众人也成为义的。
But then it says, even through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous.
这里我们看见主耶稣。
Here we see the Lord Jesus.
因为他一人的顺服，我们这一些人相信他，我们就被称义了。
Because we were obedient, then we believed in him, and now we have been made righteous.
因为圣经的神的话告诉我们。
Because the word of God tells us.
因为主耶稣借着他的死败坏了掌实权的魔鬼。
That our Lord Jesus, because he went through death, he defeated the one who holds death.
因为他就是在十字架上他顺服。
Because he was fully obedient on the cross.
所以腓立比书他因他的全心顺服以至于死。
And so because he was obedient, he was fully obedient to death, even death on a cross.
所以因为他这样的顺服的死，神说他的名就升为至高，成为万民之上的名。
And because of his full obedience, even to death, so then he received a name which is above all other names.
因为他的顺服以至于死。
And because of his obedience to death.
所以他今天他就有顺服的权柄。
So today he has the authority of obedience.
所有人都要信，所有一切天上地下地底上的都要跪拜他。
That all in heaven and earth and under the earth must bow down and worship him.
因为他借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
Through death, he defeated the one who holds death.
他借着死跪了死的权势。
And through death, he was able to defeat the power of death.
因为圣经是跟你说里面书经里面告诉我们。
Because the Bible tells us.
他死啊，跟你说灵前书讲死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里
？As it says, O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory?
那是因为我们主耶稣的死，这一切都败坏了。
But because of the death of our Lord Jesus, all these things have now been defeated.
死的毒钩也折断了，死的权势也被废去了。
We see that the power of death and the sting of death has been destroyed.
因为这是我们的主得胜了。
Because this is our Lord's victory.
因为他为我们，他的圣父为我们胜过了死亡，胜过了罪恶，胜过了世界，胜过了仇敌。
Because his obedience has now caused him to overcome the world and the enemy and the flesh.
今天神就告诉我们，我们要基督的心为心。
And so God tells us that we must have the mind of Christ.
我们比他常常在这里告诉我们，我们要彼此顺服。
And so God often tells us that we must also submit to one another.
我们也看见在哥林多前书十一章里面。
We also know that in 1 Corinthians 11.
我们知道在哥林多前书十一章里面讲到薄饼。
We know that it talks about the Lord's table.
但是从十一章一节到十六节是讲到门徒。
But before that, in chapter, in verse 1 through 16, it talks about the head covering.
这到门徒的第四十节，他告诉我们。
And verse 10 tells us,
因此女人为天使的缘故，应当在头上有胡成饼的记号。
Therefore, the woman ought to have a symbol of authority on her head because of the angels.
这里告诉我们，我们教会里面有一个记号是胡成饼的记号。
And so we know that there is this symbol of authority.
我们是顺服神的。
We know that we are obeying God.
我们知道天使他是不顺服的。
And we know that angels were disobedient.
我们因为的顺服神，今天在教会里面神有一个教会有一个见证。
And we know that right now there should be a testimony in heaven.
我们有一个见证。
And on the church.
我们教会的见证就是因为我们顺服来羞辱那个不顺服的魔鬼。
And by our obedience in the church that we put to shame those who were disobedient, those angels and the devil.
但是我们也知道这个记号跟所有人都看。
But we also know that this is shown to all people.
但是有的人他有记号，我看见有的姐妹她有记号门在头上。
And we know that some, they have this symbol on their heads.
她是给别人看。
And some people, they do it just to show others.
你看见她本身她不顺服的。
We know that that person perhaps is not a very obedient person.
有的人他很骄傲，因为他的门头他是骄傲的。
And some people, because they have this head covering, they are very proud.
他告诉别人，你看我有个记号，我门头我多属灵啊。
And some people say, see, look at this, look at my head covering, see how spiritual I am.
他以这个记号来荣耀他自己。
And that person uses this symbol to glorify herself.
但是我们知道神要用这个记号让教会有个顺服的见证来羞辱魔鬼的。
But we know that God tells the church to have this symbol. It is to put to shame the disobedient one, the enemy.
所以说我们在这里要活出基督的全心顺服的那个生命。
And so here we know that we have to live out that life of full obedience.
但是我们本来是很难顺服的。
And so we know that for ourselves, it is not easy for us.
因为我们本来我们从小我们就不顺服。
Because we know that as when we were young, we were already disobedient.
我记得现在美国人是到 teenager 了，管孩子啦，就是叫父母你要爱要小心怎么样带他过去。
We know that today that people in the U.S., they care a lot about how parents treat their teenagers, how they have to treat them with love and how to nurture them through that period. Now, during my time, though, people would use the whip to get the teenagers through that time. If you were disobedient, you would be hit.
我不知道有哪一个父母他讲啊，但是小孩子啊，脚上打最好，他记得最多。
And I remember there were even some parents that would say, oh, if you hit the child in the morning, that's best because the child will remember it the best.
所以那时候我很小啊，夏天啊，我们只穿着短裤那个睡觉。
And so those days when we were young, we would only wear shorts.And we would go to sleep at night.
他这个用父母就用那个竹子啊，竹子大概有这么长，捆了一把做成了一个鞭子。
And so in those days, the parents they might use like one of those bamboo canes, and they would make it into a whip.
那时候我们睡得太甜，早上很贪睡。
And so perhaps you were still sleeping very peacefully at night.
他就把你被子打，小孩子就要打下去。
But then, in the morning, perhaps the parents they would take away your covers and then they would just hit you.
他虽然只是一次啊，我现在做爷爷了，我都记得。
And even now, as a grandparent, I still remember it from those days.
但是我打的时候还没有我孙子那么大。
So that when I was hit, I wasn't even as old as my grandson is now.
所以说你那个很有意思，他打的伤口啊，一个红的，一个紫的，但是不出血。
And so we know that when they hit the person, that it is that the person does not that perhaps there may be a lot of bruises, but no bleeding.
所以说我们就是那样的被征服的。
So we know that is how we are forced into obedience.
因为我们从小就没有征服的这个心。
Because even from when we were young, we don't have an obedient heart.
在亚当吃了那个分别善恶树的时候
，And so when we eat the tree of the knowledge of good and evil，
我们都有很多道理
，That we have a lot of reasons。
你看见每个人从小都有你的理由。
We know that each person has some kind of reason or argument。
因为这个的光景里面
，And in such a condition。
但是今天神就告诉我们
，Now
耶稣是顺服的。
Now God tells us how obedient Jesus is。
因为世人。魔鬼不上服，神就定了他的罪。
And we know that because people were disobedient and the enemy was disobedient, so God condemned them.
人不上服，亏欠了神的荣耀。
And we know that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
但今天神要人来上服，羞辱那魔鬼。
And today God wants His people to be obedient, and it brings shame to the devil.
因为这是神托给我们的见证。
And this is the testimony that God has entrusted us.
因为神告诉我们，我们要存着敬畏神的心，彼此顺服。
And we know that God has told us that we must have this obedient heart and be submissive to one another.
如果弟兄姐妹我们一起服侍的时候
，And so brothers and sisters, when we serve together,
如果没有彼此顺服，我们就教会就有破口。
We know that if we aren't submissive to, if we don't submit to one another, then there are gaps in the church.
如果我们没有顺服的心，我们就很容易造成分裂。
And without a heart of obedience, it is easy to cause division.
只有我们顺服神的恩典里面。
Only when we are obedient and submitting to God's grace.
我们只有像基督那样存心顺服，为着神的见证。
Only when we have that.Full heart of obedience for the Lord's testimony.
那我们就有为着神的见证，我们就堵住了教会的那个漏洞跟破口。
Then we are able to fill in the gaps and the breaches in the church.
许多的时候，我们讲到教会，我们知道许多的时候，在我们教会里面亏损了神的见证。
We know that many times in the church we have fallen short of God's testimony.
有时候知道我们中间有漏洞有破口。
And God knows that we have these gaps and breaches in our church.
但是我们怎么堵住呢？
Now, how do we fill in those breaches?
我们是看见了这个破口，这个漏洞都是别人的。
Often we always say that those gaps and breaches, oh, that's someone else.
这个人，他这个人怎么样？怎么样？怎么样？这漏洞都是在他身上。
Oh, see what kind of person this or that person is. All the gaps and breaches are on that person.
但你有没有好好的看见你自己的？
But have you taken a look at yourself?
人是有软弱。
We know that as humans, we are weak.
那你怎么样爱心来堵住这个软弱
？So how can you use love to fill in those breaches？
你怎么用爱心来堵住这个破口
？How do you use love to fill in those weaknesses？
因为神叫我们要彼此顺服。
Because God told us that we should submit to one another。
如果我们来看自己的不是
，If we realize that we are nothing，
如果我们每一个人能把我们自己的漏洞破口堵住
，If we are willing to fill in our own breaches first，
神的见证就在我们中间。
Then we see God's testimony in our midst。
许多的时候，我们都是看别人。
You know that many times we always look at others。
因为我们自己不顺服。
Because we are not obedient。
我们知道在以弗所书里面
，We know that in Ephesians，
他讲到夫妻的。妻子的顺服。
It talks about how wives submit to their own husbands.
但是他前面就讲到二十一点，你们应该在第五章。
But in chapter 5 verse 21,
二十一节的要当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
How be subject to one another in the fear of Christ.
下面就讲到妻子要顺服丈夫。
And then after that, it talks about wives submit to your husbands.
但是到了二十四节。
But we see in verse 24,
他说教会怎样顺服基督。
As the church is subject to Christ.
因为我们教会是一个顺服基督的。
We know that the church is supposed to submit and obey Christ.
因为下面讲到你们要彼此顺服。
We know that it mentions being submitting to one another.
因为这是神托给我们的见证。
Because this is the testimony that God has entrusted us.
这是也是神托给你夫妻的见证。
And this is the testimony God has entrusted to husbands and wives.
在家庭里面许多的时候不顺服。
You know that when there is this lack of submission inside the church, inside the home,
破口就在那里了。
Then that is where you find these gaps and breaches.
有的人读这一段里面好像丈夫有一个顺服的权柄。
And so when some people read this section, they think that husbands have this authority to ask for obedience.
我们都要有这顺服的权柄。
But actually, we all must have this sign, this authority of obedience.
但是我们自己就没有顺服。
And yet, we do not obey.
如果我们自己不顺服，你哪里有顺服的权柄啊？
And if you don't obey, how can you have this authority of obedience?
你自己一大堆的破口，一大堆的漏洞，你一讲到别人顺服，他会马上讲到你一大堆的不是。
And so if you yourself have all of these gaps and breaches, then when you try to tell someone else, that person will point out all of your problems.
但是我们知道，这就讲到妻子，妻子是站在教会的地位上顺服。
But we see that here the wife is in the position of the husband to submit to the husband.
就是告诉弟兄，你也要顺服。
And it is a reminder to the husband that he also needs to be obedient.
你只有顺服，你才有顺服的权柄。
And only when he is obedient, then he has the authority of obedience.
如果你本人不顺服，人家也不会服你的。
If you are not a submissive person, no one will submit to you either.
只有彼此的顺服才能堵住许多的漏洞，许多的破口。
And only through this can there be this filling in of all those breaches and gaps.
我知道，我也跟一些弟兄姐妹交通。
And I know in my fellowship with some brothers and sisters.
有的弟兄姐妹，他觉得是很委屈，很好像很难受。
And some people feel that they have really been mistreated.
他说他根本没有顺服的权柄，他的太太顺服的权柄是蛮大。
And for example, a husband will say, oh, I have no authority of obedience. Instead, it is all in my wife.
但是我们要知道，因为这下面就讲到教会顺服基督的时候，下面马上接下来就是说，基督爱教会，为教会舍命。
And so, however, when it talks about the church being subject to Christ, then it mentions how Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her.
因为这个顺服是神叫我们是这个顺服，因为爱的缘故。
And we know that this obedience is out of love.
我们也看见，圣父、圣子、圣灵，他们神就是爱。
And we see from the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, we see how God is love.
他们的联合的非常完美的。
And we see that the unity of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is very complete.
因为他在他的里面。子就站在圣父的地位上。
And we know that the son was born in a position of obedience.
他是全心顺服的。
He was fully obedient.
他知道他为他爱，因为爱我们的缘故，要救我们，他就要死。
And he knew that because he loved us and he wanted to save us, then he had to die.
这是神为我们预备的救恩。
And this is the salvation that God has prepared for us.
因为他知道了。
And because he knows,
他就去做。
Then he went and did.
因为他是顺服神的。
Because he was obedient to God.
但是在这里看见我们是不是顺服的。
But the question now is, are we obedient or not?
因为等到基督 爱我们的缘故。
And because Christ has loved us.
所以叫做教会要顺服基督。
And so the church must be obedient to Christ.
接下来就说这个奥秘，夫妻的奥秘是指的基督与教会。
And then it mentions that this mystery is referenced to Christ and the church.
所以这是神托给我们的见证。
And so this is the testimony that God has entrusted us.
我们知道我们姐妹的顺服是为了荣耀神。
We know that when the sisters are obedient, it is to glorify God.
如果我们能够站在另外一个角度来想。
And from another perspective,
如果这是神托给你的见证。
If this is the testimony God has entrusted you.
如果我们能够顺服神这个权柄的安排。
If we can obey this arrangement of authority that God has.
我们能够活出神的见证。
Then we are able to live out God's testimony.
这个是多么荣耀的一件事情。
And how glorious that is.
我们怎么会有那个委屈的?
Then how can we feel being mistreated?
因为当你顺服的时候，神的见证就借着你显明出来了。
Because when you're obedient, then the testimony of God is seen.
当你顺服的时候，神就在你的身上得到荣耀。
And when you're obedient, then God is glorified through you.
但许多的时候，因为我们的不顺服。
Many times because of our disobedience.
你的不顺服的人许多的时候都觉得我没有错。
The person who is disobedient always says, oh, I am not wrong.
我们很容易陷在这个自义的光景里面。
We know that many times we fall in this situation of being self-righteous.
都觉得我自己是对的。
We feel that we ourselves, that we are all right.
我想你去问弟兄姐妹，你跟他讲你自己有多少错，我想讲不了什么。
And I believe that if you try to go to another brother or sister, you talk about your own faults, you probably don't have much to say.
如果讲你自己，你自己讲你自己有什么错，你能讲多少？每一次跟你别人吵架的时候，你能讲多少你自己的错？
Just think about it. If you ever have an argument with someone else, how often do you talk about your own faults?
都是别人的错。
Oh, it's always the other person's fault.
因为许多的时候，我们吃的分别善恶树。
Because we've eaten that of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
我们就有一个自义的感觉。
And so we have this feeling of self-righteousness.
所以我们很难顺服。
And it is very difficult for us to be obedient.
我们本身就是在旧的教里面是没有顺服的。
And we know that from the beginning we are disobedient.
我们知道神救我们。
We know that God saved us.
不是像我们以前的这个人很坏的把它改的好的，不是来改变我们的。
It isn't just to change us, to make us a good person.
他不是说你这个人以前脾气很坏很暴躁，现在把你改一下，改你温柔一点。
It's not that we used to have a bad temper and now God just makes some adjustments in our lives so that we are a little less poorly tempered.
这不是神的救法。
That is not God's way of salvation.
神的救恩就是你这个坏脾气致死的吧。
But God's way of salvation is that this person who has this temper must be put to death.
因为我们的那个旧生命神是要我们死的。
We know that with this old life that we had, God wants us to die.
神不是叫我们改的。
God isn't telling us to change it.
这神让我们要把他该有里面的生命活出来。
Instead, it must be His life that is lived out.
因为只有那个生命活出来的神才满意。
Because only when that life is lived out is God satisfied.
我们知道我们有好人。
We know that we might say be a good person.
我们也会做好事。
We know how to do good things.
但是如果你在旧生命里面，你就是做好人做好事，你自己做的神也不用了。
But in your old life, if you try to do good things and be a good person, God does not accept it.
神要的只有在他儿子里面。
What God wants is only what is in His Son.
今天神在我们每一个人的工作。
And so today, as God is working in each one of us,
也是在我们生命里面。
God is also working in our lives.
因为基督已经把他的生命放在我们里面。
Because God has already placed His life in us.
在我们原来那个我，神是不会留恋的。
And we know that that old self that God does not want.
你不要觉得委屈。
And do not feel like you have been mistreated.
如果你有其实你带到神的面前。
If you have those feelings, then bring it to the Lord.
神的回答是很简单。
And God's answer is very simple.
你觉得委屈，委屈是自私吧。
And you feel that you have been mistreated, put that to death.
你的委屈到神面前，神不会同情你的。
And God will not try to sympathize with you.
他就是叫你把这个死掉。
But God wants this matter to be put to death.
是说里面有另外一个生命，你要的。
There is another life that is in you.
神要的是那个生命为他而活。
And that life is what God wants to live for him.
我们是不顺服的。
We know that we are disobedient.
但是我们不顺服。那神就是把 他的生命要放在我们里面。
And when we are, even though we are disobedient, God still wants to place His life in us.
所以在神的话语里面，我们看见教会就是要顺服。
And so we see in the Bible that the church must be obedient.
因为这里看见教会就要顺服神的，教会顺服基督的。
And we see that when the church is obedient, to God, is obedient to Christ.
所以说哥林多前书十一章里面，他给教会都放了一个顺服的记号。
And we see that there's this sign of authority, the sign of obedience.
但是我觉得说记号放在那里，我们就是没看见。
And yet, even though this sign is placed there, sometimes we just miss it.
我们就是睁着眼睛，我们也看不见，那这是什么？
And even with our eyes, as we read this, we don't understand. We ask, "What is?"
因为这个是个记号，提醒我们，我们每一个人都要有顺服。
And it is a sign. It is a reminder to us that we must all be obedient.
因为只有顺服才能为神做见证。
Because only by obedience can you be a testimony for the Lord.
所以说我们也看见。
So we also see.
在哥林多前书十四章里面。
That in 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
他说先知的灵也是顺服先知的。
And so it mentions that.
十四章三十二节。
In verse 32.That the spirit of prophets are subject to prophets.
所以这就是我们看见，就是做先知了。你不要说我祷告的时候你懂，别人是不懂的。
And so, as a prophet, if you want to be a prophet, you shouldn't say that. Oh, I know, and other people don't understand.
但是先知的灵是顺服的。
But the spirit of a prophet is subject.
因为先知的灵也是顺服先知的。
And so that means that the spirit of a prophet is one of obedience.
所以说我们弟兄姐妹彼此连接彼此服侍的时候。
And so, brothers and sisters, as we are joined together, as we serve one another.
如果我们一直同工里面，我们一定要学习顺服。
As if we want to continue to work together, we must learn to obey one another.
当事情发生。
Be submissive to one another.
当事情发生的时候。
And when something happens.
但是我们要怎么样来服侍？为着神的见证来服事。
How do we serve for the sake of God's testimony?
在许多教会里面见证，我们是要同工。
We know that in many ways, as we serve serving together in the church is how we show God's testimony.
如果我们不顺服，
but if we are not obedient,
我们就很难同工。
We know that it is very difficult for us to work together.
在服事的每一件事上。
And so we know that everything that we do.
如果我们不顺服。
If we are not obedient,
我们就有破口。
Then there is that gap or breach.
就是很简单的来说，我们就厨房的布置。
And we see that just talking about, say, service in the kitchen.
有的人说大厨，我要这么做，这么煮。
For example, the main chef might say, "Oh, I want to cook the meal this way."
有的人另外一个说，我这么煮比较好。
And someone says, "Oh, I think that this method is better."
所以说每次我就跟他讲，不管你什么大厨小厨，他是主厨，你听他的。
So I always tell people, if someone is appointed as the main chef, just listen to that person no matter what you think.
不管你怎么当基督怎么好，今天你就是帮主，他是主厨。
Because no matter how good of a chef you are, if that person is appointed as the chief chef, you are not the main chef.
所以说弟兄姐妹都顺服也听得是安排。
And so as brothers and sisters, we still obey and we have to follow the arrangement.
所以说如果你不认输就把自己请出来的时候。
And so when you obey, then you are not showing your old self.
就有难处。
And if you show your old self, then there are difficulties.
因为它里面在讲到夫妻顺服的时候。
And so when it talks about how husbands and wives are to be, submit to one another.
因为它有时候这里面开始就是说，又单纯敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Because again, we are reminded that we must have that mind of Christ, which is one of obedience.
下面讲到妻子要顺服，顺服丈夫。
And then it mentions how the wife must be subject to the husband.
这是因为神的爱。
And this is because of the love of God.
因为下面就讲到基督爱教会。
And then it speaks of how Christ has loved the church.
但是我们如果做丈夫的，你顺服不顺服？
And so if you are the husband, are you obedient?
如果你顺服，你就会听神的话，叫做神的爱去爱你的丈夫。
If you submit, then you use the love of Christ to love your wife.
神的话是你，我们要你们彼此相爱，是我怎样爱你，你也怎样爱。
And again, the Bible says that we must love one another just as Christ has loved us.
他下面讲到是基督爱教会，为教会舍命。
And later on, it mentions just as Christ has loved the church and gave himself up for her.
如果我们的弟兄呢，如果你有顺服的心，你就会活出神的爱。
As a brother, if you have this heart of obedience, then you will live out the life of Christ.
但是我们如果真的顺服，我们也会学习饶恕。
And if you truly learn to obey, then you also learn to forgive.
因为我们看见，在刚才我们所读的腓立比书里面。
And if we go back to Philippians,
他说里面他说谦卑，他谦卑以后接着就是全心顺服。
And we know that as he humbled, he became obedient, fully obedient.
那我们知道，如果我们不谦卑的人，我们骄傲的人是不会顺服的。
We know that if you're not humble, if you're proud, you will not obey.
因为这是主的生命，他谦卑了，他就会接受顺服。
This is the life of Christ, that because he has obeyed, he has humbled himself, so he was fully obedient.
因为这是神的恩典。
And this is the grace of God.
但是我们想到我们人许多的时候，我们不顺服。我们就有许多的难处。
And we know that many times when we are not obedient, then we have many problems.
如果我们真听神的话，我们为神而活。
If we truly obey God, if we truly live for God,
我们就会为神做见证。
Then we should testify for God.
因为我们知道，现在在今天看来，很多弟兄姐妹，我们感觉说爱是神的见证。
And many brothers and sisters, they often say that love is the testimony of Christ.
但是顺服也是神的见证。
But obedience is also the testimony of God.
因为圣经很清楚地告诉我们，教会顺服基督。
And if here it mentions as the husband is subject to Christ.
教会有一个护权柄的记号。
And so this husband is supposed to have a sign of authority on his head.
因为这是神给我们。神托付给我们的一个见证。
Because this is a testimony that God has given to us.
如果我们不顺服。
If we are not obedient.
如果我们有一个刚硬的心。
If we have a stubborn heart.
我们就会亏损神的见证。
Then we will fall short of God's testimony.
Yeah, 我想我的话就差不多停在这里。
And so this is what I wanted to share.
刚才我有一个 point, 我突然间忘记。
But there is something that I did not share earlier.
但是神可能不要叫我讲，我现在就想不起来。
But perhaps God did not want me to share it, so I cannot remember.
嗯，既然神不要叫我讲，忘了我就忘了。
And because God told me to forget it, then I forget it.
Yeah, 那我就说我们让我们学习彼此顺服。
And so may we learn to submit to one another.
也求神来用他的话来激励我们。
And may the Lord encourage us with His word.
让我们为着神的见证。
So that for the sake of His testimony.
在服事的。工作上,
As we are serving,
我们能够同工能够配搭彼此合而为一。
We are willing to work together, and we are willing to have this heart of unity.
让我们能够谦卑自己。
That we can humble ourselves.
让我们能够顺服神的安排。
And we can submit and obey God's decree.
我们能够为神做见证。
And then we can testify for God.
那有时间我们请几位弟兄姐妹有一点祷告。
And if we have time, let's have a few brothers and sisters pray to close the time.